This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The final 60 minutes of the Rob Brown Show goes now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you! On the Spartan Burgers text line, the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line at 844-326-3663, 844-326-3663. That is also the number to call the radio broadcast, 844-326-3663. That's 844-FANFONE. If you want to get on the air, you can shoot me a tweet at the Rob Brown Show. Shoot Lonzo a tweet at Lonzo on Word. Hit everybody up at the station at the Fan Upstate on the X. Facebook stream is live, facebook.com/thefanupstate. The YouTube stream is live, youtube.com/thefanupstate. We are also available at the Fan Upstate on X. You can get to the Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch. Just search the Rob Brown Show. Subscribe. We are live all 4 hours every day that we do a show, which this week is, unfortunately for Lonzo and I, all 5 days. For like the first time in a year.
All right, I'm texting Cole to ask him if Diesel dropped his bracket.
Because
I'm
text Diesel.
No, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to cause any problems, you know, that way. But I'm just ask Cole because he'd know.
He'll spill the proverbial beans. So we have a couple of things going on in our bracket competition right now. We are keeping an eye on the bracket challenge, the wire to wire bracket contest, which includes an Armada Assault. They have the Tolo Takeover. We have the Armada Assault. It's a little more aggressive, but we're rolling with it. So, as it stands right now, Rob Brown is T26. However, 26, still good enough to be on the front page of the leaderboard. We will start to see the point total spread out a little bit because on Thursday and Friday, Sweet 16, obviously the games are worth triple the amount of points per selected winner than they were back in round number one. And a lot of folks have seen their national champions fall out. A lot of people have seen one or two of their final four teams fall out, which means that they have left points on the table. Whereas some folks, like Lonzo and I, still have all final four teams dancing. If all final four teams hit, brackets like ours are going to just skyrocket up to the top. So there's a lot of basketball left to be played. But we have some drama playing out in the bracket competition.
All right. Let me, like, some, I'm getting some responses here. I asked Cole, did Diesel drop his bracket? And he said, what do you mean by drop?
Ooh.
I was like, it's like, okay, I'm not trying to cause any problems here. He's telling me the name of the bracket, and so I will now inform him that it's not there.
I mean, look, I've looked twice. All right, I haven't seen it yet. Now again, I will peel back the curtain here. I hope not at the expense of our friendly competition, but Rob Brown had an incredible day. By the way, just 10 points up on Cole Bryson. One game up on Cole Bryson right now. Rob Brown had a really good opening day. Not as good of a second day. Not a bad day, just not as good of a second day. And so I tumbled off a little bit there.
Cole says he doesn't know. He gave me an emoji with the hands thing.
I suspect. Can we be honest? If Diesel did indeed yank his bracket out of the competition, he's going to try to do that very discreetly, right?
Right. So not to let his co-host know, because he probably might say something about that.
Yeah, he's going to do it discreetly, because while I will say that, the shows are very much like conferences in college sports, right? Like Lonzo and I are the Big Ten. We're big, we're beefy, we're powerful, right? Cole and Diesel, with Cole's 4.840 speed, are like the SEC. A little more sleek, a little bit faster.
Built for finesse.
They're built for speed. Lonzo and I are not built for speed. We're built for raw, unbridled, unapologetic power. Okay? So the way that conference rivalries work, as those of you who school are in one know, Lonzo and I can talk smack to each other. We can go back and forth like brothers. But the minute that an outside voice levies criticism upon the other, upon the show, in that moment, Lonzo and I join forces. We tag team. We become the outsiders. And we put forward a unified front. We may speak that way to each other. The members of the Armada may toss some friendly jabs amongst themselves. But you outsiders, no. Because here on the Rob Brown Show, Lonzo, it just means more.
It just means more. Listen, I wasn't trying to cause a problem. We're trying to keep a tally about how we finish as a station. And I can't find the fourth person who's on the station. I can't find them.
So Lonzo and I have one conference.
We do want to beat them. Okay, we do. Of course.
Lonzo and I 100% want to beat each other in the bracket contest. But more importantly, we want the show to beat theirs. It's a little friendly competition. On the flip side, there's Diesel and Cole, their own conference. They're the SEC. They're built for speed. And the two of them can throw verbal barbs at each other. The Tolos can engage in a little friendly bleep talk back and forth. Ain't no doubt about it. However, when an outsider over on that side starts getting into the weeds a little bit, they again present a unified front. If Diesel yanked his bracket out of this competition, which I'm not saying he did, but we can't find it.
He could have changed the name.
Absolutely.
I mean, people change their names all the time, including the person at the top.
Person at the top changed their bracket name, I believe, three times.
Steven has declared it's him.
Steven has declared he has stepped in and claimed that bracket. He may have changed the name. I'm not saying Diesel yanked his bracket up out of the competition. What I am saying is this. If he did, I do believe he would do it discreetly. I do believe he would do it under the radar, because what he doesn't want to do is add a goose egg.
It's like when you're picking your nose and you think no one's watching, but someone saw you do it. It's the same sort of thing. That kind of discreet. I'm just saying.
Under the radar discreet. Because if he did, then when it's all said and done, and you put together Lonzo and I scores, and you average them together, you put them together, add them up, divide them by two to find out what our radio show score is. If he yanked his bracket, that's a zero, okay? Which means it is Cole Bryson's score divided by two, which means he's not, as long as Lonzo and I don't delete our brackets, we're going to win this thing now.
Well, and I've already told you my final, so we're probably pretty good because we're kind of pretty close.
Yeah.
So at least we get into the four. Our four is probably
fairly similar. Our four is still alive.
Yeah.
We're in good shape. So with that being said, this is very interesting. Because if Diesel did it, and again, I'm not saying the Yankees bracket. He may have very well changed the name. But if he did Yankees bracket, he didn't tell his co-host about it. He is leaving Cole flapping out there in the wind all by himself to have to defend the honor of Wire to Wire in our bracket picking competition. And there's a lot of brackets ending in the name TRBS up on the top two pages of the leaderboard right now. And there's something to be said about that. So we're going to see what happens. A little controversy, a little drama in the bracket competition there. Number two, the bracket that entered, I'm not going to say late. For those of you that weren't listening to the show last Friday, there was a little bit of conspiracy talk floating around. Because at 6 a.m., when we started the show last Friday, and we did a quick check-in after just one day of our bracket leaderboard, Rob Brown was tied for second on the leaderboard when the show started. There was one bracket ahead of me by one game after one day. I was 14-2. Somebody went 15-1. By the 7 o'clock hour, by the time the water cooler cheat sheet rolled around at 7 a.m., as it does every weekday at 7 a.m., we went and we looked, and all of a sudden, Rob Brown, who was, again, T2 to open the day, suddenly found himself tied for third. And there was a bracket at the top of the leaderboard. I went 13-3. The bracket ahead of me went 14-2. There was a bracket at the top of the leaderboard that went 15-1 on day one. Now, that's not impossible, nor is it unheard of. It happens. But it was interesting to me that at 6 a.m. I was tied 2 at 13-3. Leader was by themselves at 14-2. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the glass broke. The pyro flared, the walkout music started, and wouldn't you know it, just like that, there was a new contender atop the hill. Well, that new contender atop the hill, that new contender is still in first place. The Ray Memorial Bracket, TRBS, has 560 points. They stand alone atop the leaderboard. And more importantly than that, their bracket right now, as far as the Sweet 16 goes, has one team incorrect. One team. They had St. John's rolling. They have Tennessee and Kentucky correct. They have Houston and Purdue correct. They have St. Mary's in Alabama with Alabama moving on correct. They had BYU over Wisconsin correct. They had one miss in Arizona over Oregon, but they still have Duke, who is their national championship pick, alive to advance out of the Sweet 16. So they're in good shape there. They had Auburn over Creighton correct. Michigan over A&M correct. Ole Miss over Iowa State. They actually got that one wrong. They had UNC moving on. But they do have Sparty and the Spartans moving on over Ole Miss into the Elite Eight. So there's only a couple of misses on this bracket. And not only do they remain number one, sole possession of first place, they stand alone atop the hill. But this was after a little controversy of a late addition to the bracket competition. Now, I will tell you that after everything that's gone down, even if there's some shady, shady, shady play here, I am still pulling for the Ray Memorial Bracket, TRBS, to win this whole thing. Because it is now more important than ever that TRBS gets the dub. And it is now more important than ever because of one man, one individual. And this might be the most drama of the drama in the bracket competition. Last Friday morning when we started the show, I was going down the leaderboard because page number one had a lot of brackets that end in TRBS at the top of them. Chris Warren's was up there. Buckeye Mike's was up there. Friend of the show Joey B was up there. Waffle House Luke was up there. Brooke R was up there. And most of them still are. But there was also one name that was hanging out up towards the top of the leaderboard and still is. And that was P1, friend of the show, and one of the few that have been awarded a captaincy in the Armada, a title reserved only for those who verifiably participate in the show on a day-to-day basis. Joey B, captain in the Armada. James, captain. Trey, captain in the Armada. Steven, captain in the Armada.
I think I found him.
Okay, hang on. We're coming back to that.
Okay.
I want to let that drama float. I want to get to this because this is bigger than that. This is bigger than that. The title of captain in the Armada, P1 of the Rob Brown Show, is reserved for the best of the best. And Brian had been awarded his captaincy in the Armada. He has been one of the ones who has been a P1, a captain, every day. He is in our chat. He is working with the show. He's providing commentary and content and context. He's been a legend on this show. And his name, Brian Pettit, TRBS, on Friday, was very close to the top of the leaderboard. And then this morning, I get on. I open up the bracket competition to go check. Rob Brown currently T26. A lot of basketball left. And as I'm going through the top of the board, because the top two brackets, no ties, straight up one and two, both TRBS brackets. Lots of TRBS brackets up top. And then I saw something. Because the first and only bracket on the leaderboard that has Michigan State as the eventual national champions. Which means, if Sparty wins this thing, and I sincerely believe that they can. If Sparty wins this thing, this bracket is winning the bracket competition. And as I look and I say, oh, somebody went with the Stones pick of Michigan State, Tom Izzo and the Spartans to get it done. I see that the name out to the right is Brian Pettit. Tolo. This man was awarded captaincy in the Armada. This man has been riding. In fact, when I put out the call last Thursday to invade the wire-to-wire bracket challenge, to fill up the leaderboard with TRBS-labeled brackets, Brian was one of the very first to ask for the invite. Brian was one of the very first to say, I want in, I want to rep the Armada in a station-wide bracket competition. And I said, of course, you're a captain in the Armada. I expect nothing less. I sent him the invite. He got in. He labeled it TRBS. And then I wake up this morning and I find out that Brian has changed his affiliation. A heel turn for the ages from Captain Brian over to Team Tolo now. And I came up with the recognition that Brian somehow has been persuaded by Colin Diesel. And I know why. I know why. Because they recognize that if Brian watches the Michigan State Spartans win the national championship, then they will automatically claim winners of this bracket competition. They invaded the Armada. And I'm not upset with Colin Diesel. I understand. We're trying to win this thing just like they are. Lonzo and I want bragging rights that the Rob Brown Show claimed the station-wide bracket competition. Of course we do. However, Colin Diesel took it upon themselves to reach out to a listener to have a conversation with them and somehow, some way, persuade Brian to change his bracket, which is currently T6th. But really, in fourth place. And the only Michigan State Spartan picker in the top half of the bracket to change his persuasion, his affiliation over to the Tolos so that if Sparty wins, they will have the top bracket in the competition. Brian, I want you to know. I want you to listen to me very closely. You've been a friend of the show. You'll still be a friend of the show because I understand sometimes people make bad decisions. Sometimes people are maybe offered something that they just can't say no to, even though they know it's the wrong thing to do. I want you to know, Brian, you've wounded me. You've hurt me. You have heel turned on the most powerful faction in sports talk entertainment, the Rob Brown Show Armada. And while I'm not saying that you will be permanently ejected from the Armada, I have made a decision. Your captaincy in the Armada is temporarily rescinded for your decision to make the move over. And I want you to know, Brian, that I am going to celebrate the victory of every TRBS bracket that elevates itself over yours. I have gone from saying on nationally syndicated radio that I believe Sparty can win this thing, and I'm actually in a weird way pulling for Tom Izzo to do it. I am pulling for no one to be defeated more than the Michigan State Spartans, and I don't want to see that Tolo label change back to a TRBS when it happens, Brian. You're one of them for the next 3 weeks. Live with it. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wrapping up. No, we're not. What am I talking about? I got to hold on a segment.
Yeah,
left.
And we need to come back and confirm what I was able to sniff out.
Yes, we do.
Because, I mean, I don't need to rescind it. We never said that he pulled it. I said he probably changed his name, and I was concerned because I wouldn't think that he would do that. So,
we have confirmed. I reached out to Diesel during the break and asked him just straight up, did you change your bracket's name? And Diesel has confirmed that, yes, indeed, his bracket is now named Putting the L in Diesel. In fact, when I texted him, I said, did you change your bracket name? He said, yeah, Putting the L in Diesel, scroll all the way to the bottom.
So
he knows.
So before this was on stream, so some of you didn't hear it, but I said, I think this is it before Rob texted him. I want credit for being Batman, okay? I'm wearing a Batman shirt. I sleuthed it out. World's greatest detective. I figured it out before you got confirmation.
Diesel burned himself, as you heard, hysterically, perfectly timed sports flash from Diesel there, burned himself by selecting Louisville to make a run all the way to the Final Four before being defeated by Florida to make their way into the championship game. Diesel's natty pick is still alive. So he is like, he's probably not in contention to win this thing because there's a bazillion people who picked Florida overall. He could still have a very respectable finish. If Florida wins it, there is honestly still a chance that he could theoretically finish ahead of Lonzo and I because he does still have Duke and Florida in the natty. I do not have Florida in the natty. I have Auburn up there. He has Florida and Maryland both still alive down there. Texas Tech, and he did pick St. John, so he's in a little trouble down there. But he did pick Florida, so his that side of the bracket's not busted. He has Tennessee over Houston in the Elite Eight. In that portion, he's good there. He has Duke over Alabama. He's good there. There's really only one spot he's in trouble, which is he had Louisville over Michigan State in the Elite Eight up in the South bracket. So he does still have three of his final four still alive. If all three hit, he could be in good shape. The problem is that we have two of the same final four, meaning he would need both of the other two to get there to be able to catch. But we can now confirm that Diesel has changed his bracket name to putting the L in Diesel, which has located him on page four of five.
He's tied for 99.
That is correct. T99. So still a lot of basketball left to be played. And so, for the record, he's at 420 points, which in that group overall, 420. Nice. Wow. Has you, let's see, I'm currently at 480. So it was only 60 points off the pace in the final four. That's one game. Or excuse me, that's two games. So he's still very alive.
But if you average the two scores together from the two shows, I'd say we're ahead.
Let's see. Buckeye Mike has texted the show and said, I added TRBS to my bracket to counter him. Give me my captaincy. Buckeye Mike, I will tell you, you have been here. You have contributed.
Hey, you're always the captain of my heart.
Captaincy awarded, if only for making Lonzo feel like he's not alone. Not alone. Kane put in the Facebook chat, Brian, I can't believe you would turn on the Armada like that. And you were a captain. Emphasis on the were. Kane, I am saying captaincy temporarily rescinded for the turncoat Brian.
Okay, so you're rescinding temporarily. How did you get it back?
I don't know yet. That's up for him to find out.
He can't change the name back now, though.
Oh, no.
Because we all see it.
No,
so,
we've all seen it. He could change the name to just TRBS, but here's what I do know. What I do know is on the front page of the bracket. In fact, I'm looking through. I'm looking through all of the picks right now. I think, and I could be wrong. I'm scrolling through every page. I think he is one of two. It looks like there were two people who selected Michigan State to win the Natty. Sorry, three people to select Michigan State to win the Natty. The only one on the top page. So. We know who he is, and he just has to listen. He made a choice, and I understand. Sometimes you got to look out for number one. Sometimes you got to do what's best for you. Sometimes you got to make a decision that even though everybody around you says, that's not it, you're not helping the group here, hey, you got to do what's best for number one. I understand. Looking out for me, I get it. Just know, that's some mega heel stuff right there. Captaincy rescinded, okay? It's up to you to figure out if you can earn it back. That's all I'll say. All right. Let's get to some more stuff here on the radio program. I've been carrying this clip for a minute. Now feels like as good a time as any to bring it up. Earlier in the show, I was talking about the fact that the Southeastern Conference just had, perhaps, the best individual year that any individual conference has had in any individual sports. I think that this year in basketball was a better year for the SEC than even some of the best SEC years in football, even the year where Alabama and LSU rematched for a national championship game. I think it was better than that. I think this year's SEC basketball year was the best conference year in any individual sport I've ever seen. That conference was dominant. And the numbers have held up. They got 14 teams into the field of 68. They got 13 teams into the field of 64. They now have 7 teams in the Sweet 16. All of those numbers have set records. In fact, the 7 teams in the Sweet 16 knocks off the 6 teams that the ACC had back in 2022. The 14 teams in the field of 68, I'll even give you 13 teams in the field of 64, is the highest number, surpassing the 11 teams that the Big East put into play back in, I believe, 2016. This conference is very good. And we had a conversation about the fact that there's a reason behind it to me. There are 3 season recruiting, cash, culture, and coaching. Guys sign up to play for one of those 3 things. We'd be foolish to say that cash isn't a major influence. Of course it is. Just like all of us out here in the real world, if somebody offers you pay twice as much to go do the same job somewhere else, most of us are going to take it. Culture matters to most of us. I think a lot of us, I certainly have, a lot of us have given up a job that we maybe made a little bit more money to go work at a place that we, you know, hated less. That's culture. But then there's coaching. And the reason coaching is important is because coaching, to me, sets the standard for those other things. A head coach builds the culture of any given program. If a kid wants to go play in the culture of a program, that culture is usually built and orchestrated by the head coach. If there's a bunch of cash on the line, bunch of NIL money out there that entices a player to come play for that program, likely it's there because the head coach has a wonderful relationship with the fans and the boosters, and they go, yeah, I believe in what's happening here. Here's bunches of money. And then they can kind of figure out how to distribute that in a way to get the best possible players into that program. I think the head coach is the most important C. Spring football is fired up around the Southeast, including over in Columbia, South Carolina, where Shane Beamer has begun to reemerge into the public spotlight. He gave a press conference last week, and he said about the culture of South Carolina football this. That. Remember when NIL and the portal started and all the coaches came out and they said, we hate this. I jumped on this mic and I said, there's a reason why they hate it. Why they hate it is because they can't lie to players anymore. They can't tell a kid, yeah, you'll be a starter. And then they show up and they're not a starter anymore. Those kids can't do anything about it. They're locked in, right? And now they can. Now they can go, screw this. You told me this and I'm out. You told me I was going to make this much money. I was going to get this much playing time. I was going to be in this role on the team. And I'm not that. So I am out. That's why they hate it. Shane Beamer just hit on what it takes to be a successful head coach. It is to properly and correctly and accurately and truthfully tell players what the program is, what their role is inside of it, and then make them feel as if you have lived up to that. And if you do that, you can build a great culture and you can be successful. I buy into what Shane O, friend of the show, Shane O Beamer, had to say. I thought that's a great soundbite. Wrapping up the show next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Let's take a quick listen to. We talked about Dan Hurley. I'm going to hit a couple of different things before we wrap up the show with the little what the X is going on. I want to play you a couple of clips from a couple of other coaches because we were talking earlier in the show. The reason that I kind of started down this path, I maybe didn't get to the exact point, but the reason that in my ever so humble yet frequently correct opinion, the reason that the SEC had the year it had in basketball right now is because I believe they have built a roster of coaches that is unheard of in the history of college basketball. It used to be back in the day that like the Big East was stacked with coaches like this. The ACC was stacked with coaches like this. It is not the case anymore. There are very good coaches in the Big East. There are very, very good coaches in the Atlantic Coast Conference. There's very good coaches in the Big Ten. But the roster of coaches in the SEC is unrivaled and unmatched in the history of conference basketball, in my opinion. And it's not just because the SEC has 1,000 teams in it. It's because the coaches at the top of that conference are genuinely very good. Nate Oates at Alabama. Rick Barnes at Tennessee, John Calipari at Arkansas, Chris Beard at Ole Miss, Todd Golden at Miami. At Florida. Great coaches all around. And to me, the reason the SEC is as dominant as it is this year is because the coaches in the conference are coaches that the top talent in America want to go play for. Years ago, the University of Alabama was a football school. Basketball was like something to engage and be entertained by in the few weeks between the end of the college football season and spring football starting up. Now, it's a destination. Coleman Coliseum is sold out for every Alabama home game. That was unheard of a couple of years ago when I was covering Alabama down in the Florida Panhandle. Unheard of. Now, they're a basketball school. Auburn, same situation. handful of years ago, Auburn was a football school. They had one goal and one goal every year. Beat the hell out of Alabama on the football field. That was it. Gridiron, baby. Now, Bruce Pearl showed up. Auburn said to the world, we are serious about basketball. They go get Bruce Pearl. He has built a culture there at Auburn that kids want to go play for. Same at the University of Florida. They had a couple of years after Billy Donovan split that they just weren't there. Now they got a guy who's built the culture kids want to play for. John Cal at Arkansas is giving a double bird to the world at Arkansas. He's got that team, a 10 seed in the Sweet 16. Chris Beard at Ole Miss got a second chance. Had some issues at Texas. They let him go. Ole Miss said, we know it's going to bring us under a little fire, give us a little heat, but we are serious about winning basketball. They went and they got Chris Beard. Mark Pope at Kentucky is also in the Sweet 16. Taking on Rick Barnes in Tennessee, as a matter of fact. Mark Pope is one of those guys. Kentucky found themselves in their round of 32 matchup. They found themselves in an absolute grinder of a game. Kentucky found themselves up against Illinois, and it was a game, again, a six seed, a good Illinois team. Good Illinois team. But not great. And they found themselves in a bit of a meat grinder. And after the game was over, Mark Pope got in front of the mic and he said this. So that was actually from the end of the SEC tournament run that Kentucky went on. Of course, they went into the SEC tournament with very high hopes, did the Kentucky Wildcats, but they took not just a loss against Alabama, but a 99-70 beatdown at the hands of Alabama. Bama just ran away from them late, right? And that was the commentary of Mark Pope. There's a lot of people that's what they want out of their head coach. There's a lot of people that's what they are looking for. John Calipari talking about his guys after Arkansas knocked off St. John's in a big upset. They threw us in the coffin. They just forgot the nails, so we pushed it open and came out. The Undertaker imagery. Phenomenal. Like that, again, if you're looking for upbeat type coaching, John Cal is doing it in Arkansas. That type of guy, like Mark Pope at Kentucky. Kentucky was floundering for a little. All of a sudden, Kentucky looks like they're world beaters again. Arkansas, when I was down in Florida covering basketball, Arkansas was just the team that the teams in the SEC went and beat the hell out of a couple of times a year to tune up for the rest of conference play. But here's John Cal building that conference. It's unbelievable. Let me give you one more clip. Kevin Willard is the head coach at the University of Maryland. Maryland is still very alive in this tournament as well. After Derek Queen hit a buzzer beater March magic miracle against Colorado State. They win 72-71, walk them off with a buzzer beater. They are squaring off with the University of Florida in the Sweet 16. Kevin Willard, a handful of days ago, was asked by a member of the Maryland media, hey, Kev, things are going great. People are starting to fear the turtle on the hardwood, but you have not signed an extension. Are you leaving? Is something wrong? And Kevin Willard gave this answer. So Kevin Willard says, I wanted to spend an extra day in New York City to celebrate Christmas with my team when we were over there. And the school said no. Now, if we're breaking this down from a logical standpoint, if we're breaking this down from a standpoint of critical thinking, you'll arrive at a couple of places. Number one, budgets aren't unlimited. I want a Ferrari, Kev, but I can't afford it. My wife and I go to New York once a year or so. We love New York City. We fly up. We go to a Broadway play. We hit a couple of restaurants. We both got dear friends there. We hang out with them. We see the sights. We hear the sounds, et cetera, et cetera. And regularly, we have to go, okay, we can spend 3 days there, but we can't spend seven because we can't afford it. That's a budget. And that's how the real world works. And Maryland ain't Ohio State. They ain't Penn State. They ain't Florida. They ain't Georgia. They don't have unlimited money like it feels like those schools do. So on one hand, it absolutely makes sense that the school would say, Coach, we can't afford 45 extra hotel rooms and leave you there through Christmas when those rates are elevated, and we got to fly you back. Like, you just can't, it's not in the budget, man. We can't do that. So you got to come back. But all that's irrelevant because what Kevin Willard just said to the parents, honestly, of future recruits is, I care about the guys. I want that sense of togetherness. I want that sense of community, that sense of team. I want my guys together on Christmas when we're out of town. I want to be able to give them special experiences like New York City at Christmas time. A wonderful experience if you've never been there. It's beautiful in the Big Apple around Christmas time. All of the reasons that Maryland would say, no, Coach, you cannot keep your entire basketball operation in New York City for an extra day just so you can see the Rockefeller tree. It all makes sense why they would say no. That doesn't matter. What Kevin Willard just said is, I'm not accepting more money. Even if this is dumb and doesn't make sense, because here's the thing. Kevin Willard could say, tell you what, Maryland, I'll take $100,000 less money on my contract. $100,000 less money if you will put that money towards promising me that next year when we go to New York City, we can all spend Christmas there or whatever. We go to Hawaii, you'll give us an extra day. Kevin Willard could just say, I'll take less money to do what is special for this basketball team. But he's not going to do that. Instead, what he does is he effectively, and this might backfire on him, Maryland might go, you know what, bro, you made us look bad. Screw you, GTFO. We don't need you here anymore. Or he might go talk to the parents of a handful of 3- and 4- and 5-star basketball players that go, you know what, Coach, we heard what you said, and we heard how important team building and community and special experiences are, and we get 2, 3, maybe 4, maybe 5 years out of this experience. I want a coach who fights for me to get to do cool things and have cool experiences and do so with a team. I'll come play for you. And all of a sudden, look at Maryland basketball in the Sweet 16, moving on up. It's impressive. A coach who builds a great culture, even if he's got to lie to do it, like Kevin Willard did, or doesn't lie to do it, is the most important thing that any program, football, basketball, baseball, or otherwise at the collegiate level can possibly have.
All right, time to find out what the X is going on. I will tell Rob. Or ask Rob what the X is going on, and he'll tell everybody why this is trending. The first thing is South Carolina Gamecocks.
It is trending because the women's basketball team is, and I've done the research on this, Lonzo, good at basketball.
Yes, very good game yesterday. Chloe Kitsett got into foul trouble early on in the first half, but got back in the second half. Tina Pau-Pau, my favorite player. Was awesome yesterday.
And, 5 of 13 from three. Shot a few less threes. Made a few less threes than we're ordinarily used to. 11 of 16 from the free throw stripe. Got to clean that up a little bit. But here's the thing: the Hoosiers 64-53.
They were losing.
By the way,
they were losing for a bit.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. They were trailing at the half. As a matter of fact, by one. They sent the Hoosiers to the stripe. Lonzo, Indiana had 6 free throw attempts in the game. That is something that has been cleaned up dramatically because going back before the SEC tournament, they were sending teams to the stripe like 17, 18, 20 times at a game, just 6, and that was a big difference.
It was a very good game. The next thing that's X-ing is STDs.
I mean, much like STDs themselves, I have no idea because I don't have them.
Okay, well, it's...
Is it National STD Day?
No, there's a big story. Okay. This guy... The employees recorded him because suddenly a bunch of them got STDs and he was peeing in all their water bottles.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. I suspect that guy's going to go to jail for a very long time.
And there's video evidence that he did it. And I did not read enough to find out what actual STD they caught, but still, it's not.
Not ideal.
It's not. The next thing that's Xing is Denzel Washington.
It's Denzel's 57th birthday.
No, apparently Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal are starring in the play Othello. And last night, a ton of celebrities showed up, including Joe Biden.
Who looked, wait.
Who looked strangely coherent. It was weird.
Okay, y'all, first off, you're going to start with that. It's old. He's not president anymore. We can
right.
stop.
Well, he's, I'm just saying, being out of the office looks good for him. That's all.
Second, I mean,
there's a lot of pressure in that office, apparently.
Second off, I will watch the hell out of that. Can I tell you, if you haven't watched it, Training Day is one of the greatest movies ever made, and Denzel's an absolute stud.
Well, this
in that
is
movie.
Broadway. So
no,
you
I know.
Have
I know.
To
and,
to...
and if I was in the city, I can go ahead and promise you, very like right this second, 100% I'm buying a ticket to go see that. One of my favorite Shakespeare plays.
With that many celebrities there, you might not be able to find one.
That is also true. That is also true. I'm looking right now at some of the, there were a lot of them yesterday.
Lines of limos. Yes, a ton of people there.
Yeah.
The next thing that's Xing is Joe Hendry.
Joe Hendry is Xing because I believe. The thought here, as Jey Uso has a tag team match tonight in, I believe they're in Skolin tonight. Is that correct?
I believe they are,
I also believe in Joe Hendry.
Actually,
but
it's today. Remember, we can watch this
right,
during the day.
That's right. They're in Skolin, and Jey Uso has a mystery partner announced in his tag team match today against A Town Down Under. And the belief, no, the hope of the international wrestling community is that Jey Uso is going to shock the world and make his tag team partner in this contest today / tonight on Monday Night Raw the man that we all believe in, Joe Hendry.
Well, there's another guy from Scotland there, but I don't believe he will be his partner.
McIntyre.
Yes. And finally, the last thing in Texan is Egos.
I'd be down if it was true, too. Is what now?
Egos.
Egos like Lego my Egos?
Lego my Egos. Yeah.
I have no idea why Legos are. I'm just going to say they're still delightful. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, Egos are amazing. I don't know why either. I looked everywhere, but they're Xing right now. And
so it's going to be one of those things that they're trending just because somebody said it, and then everybody's like, oh, that's right. Egos are awesome. Lego am I. Yeah,
apparently.
I'm a big fan. Hey, that's it for us. Have a lovely rest of your day. Don't drink and drive. I will punch you in the face. We will be back tomorrow. We got a break from college basketball until Thursday. Okay, so tomorrow we dive into some spring football. We're one day closer to Major League Baseball. We'll break down the Bravos and more. Have a lovely rest of your day. We'll see you back here tomorrow on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later!